Wisconsin's 11 Indian tribes all have their own court systems, and all are based on the conventional judicial approach to finding guilt or innocence and meting out punishment. But that approach doesn't fit the Native American view of justice, according to former Navajo police officer Phil Bluehouse. He says increasingly tribes are looking for ways to heal the community rather than punish an offender.
We can't just lock them up and throw the keys away type things. I mean, you take responsibility, ownership back into the community, and I think that's where a lot of the solutions are, utilizing the cultural and traditional ways. And really, our way was really a true healing way, peace way.
Bluehouse says for the Navajo, peacemaking ceremonies include chanting prayers and songs to the Creator and the use of sacred corn pollen. For Wisconsin tribes, tobacco offerings and eagle feathers are finding their way into the courtroom. At a recent workshop on adapting the peacemaking model for Wisconsin tribes, former Lac du Flambeau tribal judge Ernie St. Germain told how he used the ritual of offering tobacco to teach two young spearfishers. They'd been charged with wasting resources for throwing away fish they'd caught.
They sat down and they said, "Judge, what can we do?" And I held my hand with the tobacco. I said, "The answer is here. You need to go discuss that back in those waters with those fish." And they each took some tobacco and left. "So take your grandsons with you." And they were young men. And they kind of looked at me strange, and what I meant was, take the future with you.
St. Germain and other tribal judges are looking for ways to integrate Native beliefs about the interconnectedness of humans and nature into their court system. In another case, instead of sentencing a young man to jail time in a sexual abuse case, St. Germain sent him to explain his actions to a circle of tribal women. Lac du Flambeau tribal member Lisa Poupart heads the First Nations Studies program at UW Green Bay. She says by bringing sacred tobacco into the court, tribes are making it clear there is no separation between church and state in the traditional Native community.
Our traditional governing structures come from our spiritual worldviews, and so those things become interwoven and inseparable.
Poupart says peacemaking courts also represent an alternative to the white man's concept that resolving a dispute means deciding who's wrong and what they have to pay to make it right.
Resolution doesn't have to mean somebody's got to pay. It could mean somebody's responsible for making this community whole again, and what is your part in making right to the family that you've harmed, the victims that you've harmed. The dominant culture does very little about making families whole again or communities whole again when something devastating has happened.
But rebuilding harmony in the community, says Poupart, is what peacemaking is all about. As tribal judges work with their communities to adapt traditional ceremonies, they hope to find better ways of resolving domestic abuse cases, child custody cases, and maybe eventually more serious crimes like rape and murder. Stockbridge Muncie Mohican tribal judge Dave Rosh says already state court judges are asking if they can refer tribal offenders back to their communities.
I'm sure that if we had good, solid peacemaking systems in Indian communities, that we could get state judges to send some of those cases to go to the healing circle, go to a sentencing circle, see what your community suggests is the best for them, and come back and see if we can work with it. I think that's a possibility.
With the help of a federal grant, Wisconsin tribal judges and attorneys plan to work with each of the state's 11 tribes to establish peacemaking courts on as many reservations as possible. Some tribal judges say peacemaking courts could eventually replace the conventional tribal court, but others see it as just one option for resolving a limited number of cases. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.